Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Laura Canfield Show, the Awaken to Happiness Now Global Series. And today, I'm just so happy to have my good friend Brenda Lane off with us, and she's going to be talking to us about renewing your life. Basically, we're going to be talking on the call about discovering why you may be feeling drained emotionally and physically. We're going to chase out those hidden lower vibrational energies that are zapping your life force. We're going to learn tools and take charge of our lives. We're going to learn about trusting your higher self and raising your vibration instantly on this call. So get ready for that. Brenda's been on the show with us a couple of times already, so we're so happy to have her back with us. And she is she's a healer. She does all sorts of different types of healing, actually. Today we're going to be diving deep and, perhaps looking into your issues, whatever they happen to be, doing like a quick scan and seeing what they are. So for those of you who don't know Brenda, for years she ignored the call of her soul to step into work that fulfilled her. And she worked in the corporate world for over 3 decades. And in that time frame, she struggled with many health issues. And her personal journey consisted of endometriosis, hysterectomy, fibromyalgia, rheumatoid arthritis, a tendon that snapped in her thumb that required surgery, and emergency fallopian tube removal. And it was the near-death experience with a cardiac arrest when she knew, without a doubt, that she had to make some drastic, immediate changes in her life. And sometimes it takes a huge hit by the universe to make you listen. And she believes that when you have lived such experiences, it transforms your heart forever. And after her cardiac arrest, she truly felt fearless. She was living on an acreage at the time in the foothills of the mountains. And she had many animals that would visit and pass through their property. And one such animal was a moose. And let me tell you, moose are very, very big, way bigger than you can imagine. So one such animal was a moose that she personally challenged and chased away. And if you know anything about moose, you stay clear, as they are very powerful animals. However, she felt such a sense of inner power that she totally disregarded the moose and determined to chase it off of her property. Sometimes that can be a mistake, as her neighbors politely pointed out, because like I said, they are huge, very powerful, very strong, very big animals. And it is said that at first the universe whispers and then it shouts, until eventually it stops you in your tracks and you surrender to your new path. And I know that's happened to many of us, some of you included, right, on the call. So are you ready to follow your new path? Well, Brenda's going to show us a little bit of what that means. And so we're so excited to have Brenda here with us again. So I invite you to open your hearts and join me in welcoming Brenda to the show. Brenda, welcome.
Thanks so much, Alara. I'm pleased to be back again. So, yeah, looking forward to it.
Me too. I'm so glad. And for those of you who weren't here at the very beginning before we started, Brenda is going to be taking some live caller questions. So you can hit star 2 to raise your hand, or you can submit a question on the Q&A. And she's going to work one-on-one with you to see what's going on and if possible, clear what can be cleared in this, short time that we have together. So Brenda, tell me, what does it mean to you when we talk about renewing your life, renewing your energy? Let's start off with that first, and then we'll move into the meat of the content.
So renewing your life and renewing your energy, I believe we are all shifting into a new paradigm. And people have heard this word paradigm probably quite a bit lately. Mm-hmm. But we're being really challenged right now on so many levels. And I think this is pushing us through into this next level, personal level. So when you're renewing your life, it's like an opportunity to step into your own unique personal power. Mm-hmm. And I feel that so many of us are being guided in that direction. And then there are those of that are in the dark. And so we have the light energy on the world right now, and we have the dark. And if you're on this call today, you are being guided to the light and to, being fully present and into your power 100%. So I am one of millions on the globe right now that are being ushered into renewing ourselves, shedding that layer of skin that no longer serves us, and being and getting confident about, this is where I need to step into, this is what I need to do in my life right now. Mm-hmm. So we are being guided with all of this occurring, and a lot that's occurring right now, and we're all very well aware of that, and just allowing that to play out, and connecting with people like yourself, like myself, and so many out there, and getting into that energy, the higher vibration of people that are holding the light, being attracted to that, and creating our own community. So that's what I love to do. And find out what's blocking you from, you know, renewing your life. Like, what's holding you back from that? And so that's where I intend on going today, just so that you can reach your potential. If there's mm-hmm. something that's blocking you within our time frame, because it's going to be so much time, you know, per person, but just find out what is one of the major issues, blockages. And because I've worked with multitude of healing, I don't know if you want to call it modalities or work, whatever you want to title that you want to give it, I just pull up whatever information I'm being guided to. So that's where I see the blockage.
Absolutely. And, you know, today is the super moon, new moon in Gemini as well. So those energies are already starting to affect us a little bit by, you know, going deep within and reflecting on where are we going, and where are we not going? Like, what is coming up within us about our life purpose, our path, you know, whatever it is that we desire, why is it not coming to fruition sometimes? And mm-hmm. really, it's that inner work of looking at it. It's like, what is stopping us? What is limiting us? What is blocking us, right? So that energy is strong right now.
Exactly. Sometimes we just need to step away. I know I just returned from a trip halfway across the world, but we don't need to go halfway across the world to sometimes get that enlightenment of, okay, Brenda, do this, drop that, pick up this. And when I mean pick up this, is it a new way of looking at life? Is it dropping a bad habit? What is it? And so if it's your time alone, and it could be within your own house, but, you know, where you have your time to yourself, where you can be totally present. I know if it's listening to, I know, a powerful meditation, whatever it is, then, you know, we need to do that sometimes just to get refreshed and really get a sense of who we are and what we need to, you know, to continue on with in our life. You know, do we need to drop something that's not working for us, or can we just shed that layer and move into a different direction? And that's what I certainly found when I just returned from a holiday. And for example, for myself, on a physical level, I made the commitment for me that I'm going to drop eating meat. Mm. And so it was, and you know, I've been watching my husband, how well he's been doing with diabetes. And I thought, you know, I'm on my journey for shedding weight, and no guarantees, but I thought, you know, for many different reasons, and for the fact that how I feel about animals, it's really came to me, but I needed to get away from my house. I needed to, or I don't think I would have made that commitment.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes we just need to get away, and however you want to do that, just so that we can get those moments of, aha, that's what I need to do. That's what I need to let go. This is what I need to take on.
Right. Absolutely. Yeah. Thank you for sharing that, because it is, you know, and when you're away from your regular routine, you know, you can see things in a different way, you know, and that's the whole point of sometimes getting away from the regular routine, is that your mind is open to other possibilities and other opportunities, and you receive insights that you might not normally be aware of, because you're just, you know, in the daily grind kind of thing. Right.
Yeah, exactly. And you may be in a different geographic location where you are picking up, you know, perhaps you weren't even aware of it, but perhaps you're even in an area that has a very high for a text area, and you're just all of a sudden you're getting these downloads of information. So you just never know. Or you might decide, I've heard that this certain geographic location has very, very high energies. For example, mm-hmm. where I live at in Canada, there's a very spectacular area called Lake Louise. Mm-hmm. Very, a lot of tourists love to go there. Very, very high energies there. So it's like, that'd be kind of fun if you have the opportunity to find something even around your area. Do so, Google, find out where would be a great place for me just to spend even like a few hours and see what comes in. Do that, mm-hmm. getting into that quiet space and just allow those thoughts to come in and inspirations to come in.
Exactly. Start where you are. That's one of my mantras now, is just start where you are. So that could be going to a park nearby, it just changes your perspective and changes your outlook. And take that time for yourself. Honor yourself by doing that. So thank you. So Brenda, can you tell us, in this time, regardless, like, let's forget about the moon's energies at the moment, but why would we sometimes be feeling drained, both emotionally and physically? Again, we all know that the emotions and the physical bodies are so deeply intertwined and connected, right?
I believe that, and I test on this with my clients, but many times we are connecting at a collective conscious level we are totally unaware of.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're an empath, you pick up energies of others easily, you mm-hmm. might be connecting to what's happening, for example, the recent terrorist attack.
Right.
And that can really drain your energy. When it doesn't matter if it's halfway across the world. So it's being aware of that and learning to find out if that is what the situation is. And, there's various ways to doing that. You can certainly learn to, self-test. Oh, am I connected to, what's happening, for example, in Manchester.
Mm-hmm.
There's various ways that you can connect, and we need to get in tune with our body. So, again, we could be drained. And I really believe a lot of it is that we're tapping into, at a very subconscious level, of course, what is happening, and especially now on a global level.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. There's no question about that. Thank you. But we forget about it. We don't think about that. We think it's just what's happening in our life, like right where we are, within our family dynamic or our work dynamic, right where we are, but we're not thinking about the global effects and how that may be affecting us, but it definitely is. So some of you may be right now feeling drained emotionally and physically because of what happened in Manchester. You may be having some fears coming up. You may be having some anger and anxiety. And, not just Manchester, but I know some of the people in the States are still affected by Trump and all that stuff that he does. I'm not getting into that because I just do not get involved in that. But that affects people too, collectively, right? So, and then also stuff that happens on the planet. So, for example, if I know this for myself has been true, is that, if there's an earthquake somewhere or some sort of calamity of some sort, I feel it energetically, So you may be also feeling what's happening on the planet, even though it could be halfway around the world, somewhere totally different where you've never been, you don't even know it's happening, and you're feeling drained or emotional or something like that. And then you're wondering, what's going on with me? Why am I feeling like this? And then you hear about it, and you don't make the connection that, it could be that. So that also happens a lot, doesn't it, Brenda?
It does, and it's the awareness and learning tools to find out, is that what's going on for me? And there's so many tools out there. There's an endless amount of tools. But it's deciding and making that commitment. Well, I'm going to find out. I'm going to ask my body, is that what's going on?
Mm-hmm.
And it's actually quite comforting in a way, because when you find out by checking in that you really are connecting on a collective level for something that's happened halfway across the world, then it really makes it you can be a little bit easier on yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And not just think, oh, it's all this, you know, stuff that's going on. I'm depressed because of whatever, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of what we're holding on to is thoughts that we're picking up on. And it could be as to the family for what they're going through. And that can create us feeling, you know, kind of blue and depressed. So a lot of the times, it really isn't our stuff that's creating that. And to be aware of that, then I think that really does help out.
Yeah.
And in the scans that I do, I'll be checking energetically, you know, where are you holding that particular thought or belief, and then go through the process. So I love working with the angels. I automatically just do it, and we just ask for help and do the work. So
mm-hmm.
It's fun.
Good. Yeah. So we are going to be taking some we have some hands raised already, and we have some questions on the Q&A as well. So it's like, okay, I wasn't paying attention to it, but I am now. All right, so we'll just get to the questions in just a moment. Let me just talk a little bit about how can we chase out those hidden lower vibrational energies that are zapping our life force? Because, you know, sometimes those are the tools that we need to know about, right?
Well, when I say chase out those lower vibrations, again, that's part of the tools of how we can energetically pull out those lower vibrational energies, and there's several ways to do that, and that's chasing it out. It's like bringing it out. It's like, okay,
mm-hmm.
I'm carrying this belief that's held in my, you know, root chakra that I'm not good enough, and then you learn to pull it out, and that's the type of things that when I talk about tools that you can just do for yourself. Now, for today, I'll be identifying what it is, and then working with the angels. We're working together and just clearing out that energy. And I definitely do that in my one-to-one sessions. But there are different ways and tools to do that, and everybody has the capability of clearing out and chasing out these lower vibrational energies.
Absolutely. Beautiful. All right. So do you want to take some of the questions?
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
So perfect. Let's go to the phone lines first. We're going to go to phone number ending in 6552. 6552. I'm going to unmute you now. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
Hi, my name is Ginger.
Hi, Ginger. You had a question for Brenda?
Yes, I was wondering if she would be able to scan me and just see what energies I need to work on or work with.
Okay, and can I ask you, Ginger, so what is your major concern?
Mm-hmm.
I think it would be really kind of feeling disconnected from my purpose or my unique gifts here that I've come to share.
Okay. Are you a healer?
I do energy work. Yeah.
Okay. Good. Cool. Okay. So yeah. And again, we can get really clouded by what's happening, and it can really block us from using our gifts in you know, 100%. So let me just check in, and I just want to do a scan here with Ginger and just ask, you know, what is it, why are you feeling disconnected from your, you know, your purpose here for on Earth? So I'm just going to be checking in, and I'm going to be working, Ashley, I'm going to go to the chakras and ask, you know, what chakra do I need to be? Yeah, so I'm really getting drawn to the third eye chakra. And when I check into the third eye, I'm noticing that there's a disconnection from your central nervous system. So that's coming up for me, for you. And also, Yeah, and what can also create that disconnection is your hypothalamus. It seems to be out of whack. So let's just do, let's just check here further, actually, because when I checking in as to, I'm not picking up at all that you're, this sense of feeling inadequate, like I don't pick up on that at all, but I do sense very much like there's this cloud, and it's a cloud of not being able to see through it. It's like you know it's there, and it's like it's within grasp, but you're not. It's almost like you want to put your hand into it and reach into the other side, but there's just something there that is blocking you or not allowing you to reach through to. You know, to that, what is that purpose? What is that that I need to grasp on to? So that there's some, and I'm getting a bit of self, a doubt that's coming up. But, it's interesting because I'm not getting that it's your doubt, but you're picking up on other people's doubt. Okay, and that's why that's the cloud. That's the cloud, is that you're picking up on other people's doubt, and it's creating a cloud for you to step into your own purpose. Does that make sense?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. So it's finding out, testing, which you can do as a healer. So testing for yourself, what is that, and if you already know who that is, then, doing your work, doing your disconnections. Does that make any sense?
Yeah. Well, I am empathic, and I do pick up a lot of other people's stuff and then the mass consciousness stuff. So it's like I'm constantly clearing, but I still feel like I'm disconnected.
That you're feeling you're disconnected. And, again, I'm getting that you're disconnected to central nervous system. So what we're going to do is connect higher source God, and I'm just working now with my tool. And I'm just running a magnet in this instance, running it over your meridian. So I'm going to connect you from your higher source God to the third eye region and down to the central nervous system 100%, 100% infinite beyond, and then back again. Oh, excuse the yawning. Okay. Oh, it's still connecting. I do this bit of a yawn when it's energy's working, clearing. And I'm just checking here. Also work with a pendulum, which everybody can do that, and I mention it within my book here. So good. Okay, take a deep breath. So when you think about being disconnected, does that still hold the same energy for you from your higher purpose?
I think right now I might feel a little lighter, a little brighter, and more hopeful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Good. And that's what I would suggest, is that, to look. Yeah, because when I check in, I'm not picking up again on any, confusion. And that can be very well related to the third eye area. And the doubt, honestly, I feel like that's cleared for you.
Mm-hmm. Great.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Good. How are you feeling, Ginger?
Like I said, a lot more hopeful. Thank you so much.
Good. Wonderful.
Yeah, you're welcome. And continue at it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you, Ginger. All right, so we are going to go to phone number ending in 4414. 4414. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
Hi, my name is Stella.
Hi, Stella.
How are you?
Good, how are you doing?
I'm doing good, I'm doing good.
Good, so you have a question for Brenda?
Pardon me?
You have a specific question for Brenda?
Yes, I would like to her to check my energy and see if I'm vibrating on a good energy. I am a healer, and I'm a masseuse. I am an intuitive masseuse. That's what I do.
Mm-hmm.
And so I would like her to check and see how I'm doing. Am I in the right path? Am I doing the correct things?
Hi, Stella.
Hello. How are you?
Good. Yourself?
Yes, you're doing great.
Okay. So let me just check. And so you're a masseuse, so you do pick up a lot of energy from the people that you're working with, obviously.
A lot.
And I would imagine you do, but I'm going to ask, do you clear yourself afterwards?
You know, sometimes I forget. I have to be
right.
Truthful. I just go. I've been doing it for so long that it's like I forget.
Yeah, you forget. And so maybe what I am going to suggest is like write down on a piece of paper by your, you know, on your desk or wherever you work and just clear, you know, check if you're still connected to that person. And then if so, then do your clearing. So that's one thing that I would suggest for you. So let's just see. I just want to check here, you know, and see what comes, you know, to my mind that we really are being focused to. Yeah, so I'm being guided to, for you, Stella, is to look at the solar plexus. And
yes.
Do you ever get digestion? Is that ever an issue
my
for you?
My biggest problem is my digestion,
yeah.
My stomach. Yes, I went and had my cell checked for all these, and the doctor say I absolutely have no allergy for foods, but I can eat strawberries, I can eat many fruits, because when I eat it immediately, if I eat a strawberry, I look like a strawberry. But he says I don't have no allergies. The only allergy is to dust and animal fares and cigarettes. But food, no. And I used to have tamarind. I cannot look at tamarind anymore.
You know what I'm picking up for you within your solar, within this actually related to your digestion, is that there's some trauma, and when I check in as to the trauma, is your digestion, is your stomach bothering you now, or is it okay?
Right this moment, it's not really bothering me.
It's fine. Yeah, because I'm actually picking up on some psychic trauma and I just want to see here, and that can change our, you know, our emotional frequencies when there is a psychic trauma.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So what's coming up for me, for you, is that some betrayal. That there's a this energy of betrayal, of being betrayed.
Oh, I have been betrayed by all of my two husbands.
Yeah,
by the man, every man in my life have betrayed me. Every man.
I was going to say the word men, and then you just said all your husbands. So definitely men. And so it's not just within this lifetime, but as you probably know, you've within previous
lifetimes
as well. So, you know, I just want to check in, and so we know that there's betrayal. We know that it's related to your digestive issues, which was within the solar plexus. And so we just want to check in, you know, as to what you might be holding on to, you know, that's related to this betrayal. So I'm just going to be checking into what that So what's coming up for you is feeling somewhat, it has to do with business. It has to do with your business and feeling kind of frustrated, you know, not where you feel like you should be. And so this is actually related to the betrayal. Does that make sense at all to you at all?
Well, just, right now it doesn't because I don't have a maid, but in the past, being a masseuse, you know, I had to go and I do have a lot of gifts. I don't know, when I do a massage, I say a lot of things that I don't even know where they're coming from anyways.
Yeah.
But I am an intuitive, and I get frustrated because I really want to help the people. I'm in that age where it isn't the money, it's more making people feel better, or many of them, they just don't listen, or they just, you know, don't do the things they should to get themselves better. Maybe that frustrates me, I don't know.
Well, I'm definitely getting this energy of money and business and related to the men in your life.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like you're carrying the energy of, like, this betrayal with these men, and it's as to their issues. So it's like you're holding on, and all what they weren't able to digest that's related to their own issues, you're holding on to it. So let's just go ahead. And what we want to do is just ask for help from above, of course.
Of course.
And all of the angels for Stella. And we're asking them to work with Stella and clearing out all those memories of betrayal. All the traumas held within the solar plexus region. And we're asking them to please work with Stella ongoing and releasing these memories held within a cellular level right down to that empty space that have contributing to all of this digestive issue she's been holding on to for so many years. And asking for the healing now. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And so it is.
Yeah, I feel like the big thing lifted off.
Oh, good. Okay, good. So, you know, I'm just going to recommend, in the future, with the digestion, if it comes up again, ask your body, is it, you know, what's related to this digestion? Is it something emotional that I'm unaware of? And just ask for help. Do your clearings.
All right.
Beautiful. Thank you, Stella.
Thank you very much.
Question.
God bless you, and I'll let you know. I'll keep in touch.
Hmm. Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. That was amazing, Brenda, how you were able to tune in so accurately to what was going on with Stella even before she said it. Because then she said it. So I was like, wow, that was great.
Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah, that was good. Thank you. So we're going to take some more questions, and we'll try and see if we can take questions from the Q&A. As much as we can. We'll see what happens. So I just wanted to go back really quickly and talk about trusting your higher self, Brenda. How do we do that? How can we do that? Or how do we know that we're not trusting our higher self?
Well, we can just simply ask him, if whatever is going on in your life, and ask your body, and if it's feeling like really heavy, I mean, there's many tools out there, but if it's feeling very, very heavy, and you just feel like, ugh, you're just not feeling good, then you are tapping into your higher self and you are getting an answer. If it makes you feel light, like there's expansiveness in the stomach region, mm-hmm. then it's just like, whoa, yes, I'm being guided. I'm being guided by my higher self, guided by your angels, that this is the answer. This is yes. So we can, and it's very, very simple. And we have to get out of our heads that, well, I can't, you know, I have to, you know, go to a whatever, psychic or whatever. But we can. And just know that you can, and that's all there is to it. There is no maybe. We all have the capability of checking in.
Absolutely. Yeah, good point. And the point here is to ask the questions of your higher self. And for a lot of us, we don't even talk to our higher self. You know, we don't make that connection. We don't have that relationship with our higher self. So it's about, you know, communicating, right?
Yes, communicating. And just like if you're talking to your friend, mm-hmm. your best friend, and that's your higher self, like, hey, how are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, fine. Well, I'm not doing too good. Oh, how come? You know, and so just pretend you're talking to your friend on the phone,
mm-hmm.
And think of it that way, because it's, you know, we're all connected. So that way it's not, I think it just feels a little bit easier, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
It doesn't feel like this really weird thing that you have to do. It's just very, very simple. Just like, hi, how are you doing today?
Mm-hmm.
And just ask the questions, because you will get an answer.
Interesting. And that's, you know, it's about going into your heart space, getting out of your head, getting back and present in your body and asking from that space, right? Instead of the mental space.
Exactly. And I mean, I know you have that 21-day program, and there's mm-hmm. there's ways of doing that. And so, you know, if you feel you resonate with a certain person, then listen to your heart. If that's something that will help and assist you in learning the tools, then do that. So it's just being present, getting away from the noise, putting down the iPad, the iPhone, getting away from the TV. Just get disconnected. And I know that's very difficult. I find it difficult for myself. So I'm not one to talk, but I know that when I do and I take that 20 minutes,
mm-hmm.
I just feel so much better. So it doesn't take a lot of time.
Yeah.
At all.
And it doesn't even take 20 minutes. So I'm talking to those people mm-hmm. who are like, I don't have 20 minutes. You know what? 5 minutes. Take 5 minutes for yourself. Honor yourself and just go within, connect within. And it's not even about connecting within. It's just getting disconnected from everything else, you know, for the Facebook and the internet and everybody else. You know, for 5 minutes, you can find that time and just talk.
And just
talk to yourself.
Well,
and
just get outside. I mean, like,
yeah.
Here it's just about, you know, June. Well, finally, in my part of the world, yes, I see some green grass and there's trees with leaves on it, so mm-hmm. there's no snow at the moment. Like, wonderful. Get outside. Put your bare feet. Take your bare feet. Put it on, you know, as kids, we used to go play in the grass. You know how you feel so good?
Mm-hmm.
And now we're surrounded by cement and for so
yeah.
many places. So get connected. That takes 5 minutes.
Yeah. Exactly.
Or open the patio door and just get out into the air. It doesn't take much, and there's no excuse why you can't. In fact, you're doing a real disservice to not only to yourself, but to the people around you if you don't take care of yourself and get and just let it go. We are so bombarded with everything right now that we're in a huge overload. So it doesn't take, and it could be 5 minutes here and then maybe another couple hours, another 5 minutes, but just like that old Nike commercial, just do
mm-hmm.
it.
Just do it.
Don't think about it. You
yeah,
know,
don't
just
analyze it.
Do it.
Exactly.
Analyze it.
Yeah.
Just do it.
Exactly. Perfect. Thank you. All right. So we're going to go back to the phone lines, and then we're going to answer some questions from the Q&A. We'll try and take some questions from the Q&A as well, because we have quite a few there. So we're going to go to phone number ending in 1685. 1685. I'm going to unmute you.
Hi, Hello. This is
Hi.
Mary.
Hi, Mary.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Mm-hmm.
I have had kind of low energy lately, and I wondered if you could do a scan. I just feel generally unmotivated, and I'm not sure what's going on, so I just wondered if you could sort of check me.
Okay. Now, when you say unmotivated, has this been going on like a long time, you're saying, or just recently?
No, I kind of go through phases. Like I'm trying to get a business rolling, and I have family who needs me, and so then it kind of gets, I get sidetracked, and I'm taking mm-hmm. care of somebody, and it's very frustrating. It's, I think sometimes what I do is just go, oh, wow, am I ever going to do this? And
right.
I feel kind of heavy, and then I just feel generally tired instead of the upbeat person that I know that I am when I have all of my energy.
Right.
So I just wondered if you could tune into what's going on.
Okay, so let me just go, and I like to start with the chakras because that's a really great place to begin with, and just see where we can zero in on what could be an area to look at.
Okay.
Yeah, so what's coming up for me is the throat chakra.
Okay.
And when I check in, I'm getting that it's about 35% open. So we want to find out, well, you know, what's going on, you know, the throat chakras. And because you really, you have a real dynamic will about you. Like, I'm really sensing that you, like, you are a, you go for it, you know, like, I sense very much that you, are you a business coach?
I am sort of trying to be. I'm not there yet.
Yeah, that's what I'm feeling for you as a business coach. So I think you'll be fabulous. You have, you know, I know you're feeling drained right now, but no, that's what I'm picking up is that as if you have it, you have the voice, and you do have the will. So that's very cool. But
thank you.
Yeah. But definitely there's some self-denial that's coming up where just not, you know, taking care of you. And, of course, as women, we've been conditioned to do that. And it can make it very challenging, especially if you're working from home. Are you working from home? Is that the plan?
I'm trying to get the physical building open, but I do a lot of the work at my house on the computer there.
So, you know, what's coming up for me is there's a weakness about expressing yourself, and I know that you know that the throat area is all about speaking up. And sometimes we can just be holding on to particular beliefs that affect us. And I just want to check in as to what you may be holding on to that could be within the throat chakra. So I'm just asking, you know, where do I need to go for Mary? Yeah, so what I'm coming up with for you is there's this belief that you really have no influence over your family.
Oh.
You know, they're going to do what they do. Does that resonate at all with you?
Yes. Yes, it does.
They're just going to know I'm going to do what I do, and just like you just want to throw up your hands and wash your hands of everybody at times.
Yes. That is true. I mean, they're all good people and everything, but I'm the one who's here and available, and so I end up being that person.
Right.
Which, I mean, it's not the worst thing. It's
no,
good to be of service.
Yeah, I know, and I understand what you're saying. So when I say that you know, there's this belief that you have no influence over your family, does that create any anxiety or any discomfort in the throat chakra region or anywhere in your body?
It is kind of tight in my throat, actually.
It is.
I mean,
okay. Okay. So from 0 to 10, what intensity, what would that feel like? 10's the worst right now at this moment.
I would say I'm at a 4 or 5, actually.
Okay. So
yeah.
You're at a 4 or 5. Okay. Well, let's ask for help on that. And, okay. So we want to do this. Ask for, again, some help. And I'm just going to be working here, calling in the angels to, you know, clear out any and all memories of the family, you know, any past, present, future memories of not having any influence of the family where they're not listening to you, where you just want to wash your hands. It's like I can just see your hands. You just want to... Just put them up in there and just like, oh, my gosh, what do I do now? So let's just release any feelings, any you know, anything that is bothersome about not having any influence over your family. And just letting go of all that tenseness and, you know, not being able to speak up, speak your truth, speaking how you truly feel about your family and how they're affecting, how this is affecting you. Just letting that go. And it's entirely now.
I feel like my throat is, yeah.
Okay, good. And we're just allowing that to go. We're able to speak your truth, that you are now powerful within your family. So let's just install this new energy, is that I am, and using the words, I am powerful within my family.
I am powerful within my family.
I am powerful within my family now.
I am powerful within my family now.
And so it is.
And so it is. That's amazing. I could feel that my throat did open up. I mean, it actually felt like I went from, I could feel that tightness release.
Cool.
Yeah, that's
cool.
Pretty amazing.
You know what I'm going to suggest is write down these words. I am powerful within my family. And write it down, place it wherever.
Okay.
And just remind yourself, I am.
All right. I can do that.
Perfect.
I very much appreciate that assistance. Thank you, and thanks for all the good work you're doing.
Thank you. Thank you, Mary.
Thank you, Alara. Bye-bye.
Bye. Oh, she sounds so much brighter and lighter and happier. You know?
That's great.
Yeah, thank you. All right, so we're going to take some questions from the Q&A. So we'll see what we can do. I have a question from, I hope I say your name right. Vioma in Mumbai, I think that's how you say it. So Vioma is asking for a healing. They're saying, I'd absolutely love a healing for my brain for any imbalances. Is that something that you could check on, Brenda?
You know, I have, there's definitely brain imbalances that we have.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking here would be really cool to do is for everyone here is just to do a brain balance. So this will take about 5 minutes.
Okay.
And so, and now you can either think of it as, because there's many modalities out there. So whatever you want to do, you may want to tap it in, or you may just want to just listen and not do anything, but just take a deep breath in. And so what we're going to be asking is the guardian angel for a complete brain balance healing to be done now for everybody here on the call and everybody that listens at a later date. For physical and etheric brain to be in total balance and harmony 100% and overall brain health and functioning. And to receive everything in this brain healing protocols for the best and highest good right now. And to continue to keep the brain in this balance harmonious state for the 24 hours or for as long as possible now. Thank you. So we're about to begin the brain balance healing protocol. Heal and balance the brain completely now. Hydrate the cells in the brain fully now. Oxygenate the cells in the brain fully now. Balance the blood flow to the brain 100% now. Brain, balance all brain chemical levels now. Balance my hormone levels to their ideal levels now. Make all electrical activity in the brain in perfect harmony and balance now. Balance the blood sugar levels in the body and brain now. Put the brain on its ideal brain wave frequency and maintain it at the most beneficial brain wave frequency in each situation, each day, now. Balance both the right and left brain hemispheres now. Brain is switched on now. Whole brain integration now. Improve brain functioning to 100% now. Neutralize all ill effects of trauma and stress from any negative thought or emotion or experience on the brain and body now. Heal the negative charges on all negative thoughts, emotions, and memories in each cell in the physical and etheric brain now. Heal the stress and trauma in every cell of the physical and etheric brain now. Create a calm, clear, happy, bright, positive mind and brain now. Reboot, repattern my brain and keep it clear and balanced now. Neutralize, balance, transmute any all ill effects of EMR on brain and any harmful influence of EMR and any electronic devices and change to beneficial energies now. Raise the level of love in the brain to 100% now. Cleanse, purify, transmute all memories and energies causing any dysfunction or disharmony for the mind and brain now. Balance any detrimental or harmful energies of any kind from anywhere affecting the brain and overall brain functioning and bring healing energies needed to balance the etheric and physical brain now. Cut any and all cords negatively affecting the well-being of the brain and mental health now. And lastly, raise the energy, vibration, and life force of the brain to the highest, most beneficial levels now. And so it is.
Wow. Powerful. Wow. How did you, like, whew, that was amazing for all of us, you know. So thank you, Vioma, for I hope I'm saying your name right, for asking that question.
You know, it's wonderful to be able to just get that brain in balance. I think it's a great question that she asked for healing, because, you know, we're all benefiting from that now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Thank you. So then I have a question from Sunny in New York, and she's asking, could you help me clear some heavy stagnant energy around my heart chakra and solar plexus? I don't know if you can tune in and see what's going on there.
Okay, so she's feeling heavy in the heart chakra. Is that what
mm-hmm.
she's saying?
Heavy and stagnant energy.
Heavy and stagnant energy.
In the heart and solar plexus.
Okay, well, go to the heart, heart chakra region. And I'm just going to be checking on a, you know, physiology level. If there's anything for Sunny that that I need to look at. So the it looks like the nervous system is coming up, that there's a weakness as to the nervous system, which then can affect the heart chakra for not being totally open. And when I'm asking, you know, what is there's some, yeah, so I'm getting some restriction that's coming up, and this restriction is actually affecting your nervous system. And let's see what else is coming up, and depression, definitely. So there's a fair amount of depression that's coming up, and, you know, again, that's all affecting the heart chakra. So let's just go, Sunny, without you being on the call here. And for everybody else that's on the call, we're just asking the angels, assisting God to lighten the heart and clear any sadness and, you know, depression for everybody on this call and listening to this at a later date. And releasing all the layers of grief, holding on to other people's grief, that's really created a heaviness within the heart chakra region. And just asking for assistance for lifting that up, lifting the weight up, so we're not feeling so weighted down. And we want to just throw that into, I'm just going to say, Sunny, we're going to throw this into, because I work with many different ways, but into a Reiki grid. So we're asking God to lighten the load as to the heart chakra region for everybody here on this call again. And I'm just going to do some healing work now. Releasing all the traumas from all past, present, and future. All the traumas held at a subconscious level we're totally unaware of. And holding on to others' traumas. Just allowing that heart area to open up and allowing all of that love and joy and compassion and acceptance of self and nurturing self that you deserve now. And at the same time, we want to balance the nervous system, make sure this is communicating to all the organs and glands, to the whole body. And connecting to the mind, body, and spirit now. Okay. So see how you're doing it in a while here, Sunny, with that, to see if that just helps up a little bit. Just lightens up that heart chakra region.
Hmm. Beautiful, thank you. And just, you know, since the brain balance that you did, I'm still yawning like crazy, so there's still processing happening, right?
Yes.
For that.
Okay, good. I am too, actually.
Good.
So it works on us all. So it is great, and it's something that I definitely provide in my sessions, so.
All right. So speaking of sessions, let's talk. Let's take a few moments to talk about your special offer, and then we'll go back to the questions in the Q&A. So for those of you who are on the live page, you can just click on special offer. Those of you on the phone, you can go to awakentohappinessnow.com/Brenda13. All right, let me open this up here. All right. So Brenda, can you talk to us a little bit about the special offer, the package that you have. We have the Guide to Muscle Testing ebook, the Medical Intuitive Evaluation, and a one-on-one private 60-minute session.
Yes. So within that, this whole muscle testing ebook, it's great because there's so much information, and these are the tools that I really want you to work with, that we all have the capability to work with. There's about learning how to work with your pendulum. I work with a pendulum daily. It's really my friend, one of my friends. Mm-hmm. And so it's a great book just to, what is this muscle testing and how can I help, you know, how will it help me out? Because you can test for so many things. You can test for foods and supplements. I mean, it's endless. It is your best buddy. I have to tell you that. And so there's that ebook. And then this medical intuitive evaluation, this is great because as a medical intuitive that I am, I'm going to go in and just start, and we're going to be checking what is going on for you. Are there any imbalanced organs and glands? And if so, what are they? So it's really doing an evaluation and finding out, okay, what's going on? You know, is there anything here that there's any pathogens whatsoever? You know, because we can have pathogens that can affect us where we can't think clearly. So if you're holding any bacteria or mold, well, if it's in your, for example, your brain, how can you think clearly? I mean, it's, you know, you're not going to. So then there's, I go through a process within my actual, you know, one-to-one session, which is the third addition to that package, and then that's where we do the work. So I meet with you on Skype, or we can do Zoom or phone if you're in the U.S., and Skype if you're not in the U.S. So I work with, you know, around the world. It doesn't matter if you're in Dubai or Australia or wherever. It really doesn't matter. Works out very, very well. And I get to see one another because it's always nice to have that personal one-to-one and then do the work. So it's you know, really good. And what we could pick up, and, you know, is there any balanced organs and glands? I go through this whole system of checking, and I work with, like I had mentioned, many, many modalities. You know, are there, for example, any detrimental energies, any unforeseen detrimental energies that are blocking you? And believe me, there can be, and there can be forces out there that are not wanting us to shine very bright, that want to hold us back. And so I'm asking, okay, you know, is there any entities? Is there any curses? Is there, like, what is going on? If I get guided to that area, then, you know, we do the work. You know, is there any, is somebody trying to sabotage you? You know, we're all guilty of thinking bad thoughts about a person, but it can affect us on a physical level. So it's like, oh, gee, there's some saboteur energies that could be really affecting your energy and creating pain on a physical, mental, you know, emotional level at all different levels. So there's a lot of different areas that go through. And, you know, if there's a misalignment, where is the misalignment? And what part of the skeleton system do I need to look at? Or, you know, for example, what is my pH level at? Well, we can test that and bring that pH level up to where it needs to be. Because if it's at a lower, if you have these negative energies, then it can lower your pH level. Well, we all know we need to have a good pH level. So when you have, for example, a lower pH level, you're going to feel crappy. You know, you're not going to feel good because it's affecting you on an emotional level. So there's many areas. And I simply ask and get guided. And then we start doing the work. So it's interesting and very, very effective.
And as we've seen on the call today, you're very good at picking up what is going on with people and their energy fields and, you know, the deep underlying issues. So thank you. So that special offer is available, again, like I said, at awakentohappinessnow.com/Brenda13. So please do take a look at that and take advantage of it so that you can start to clear out what is stopping you, you know, and it may be something that you don't even know anything about, right? So it could be something totally blue. So with that in mind, here's an interesting question on the Q&A from Jackie. Jackie is asking, she says, I've had tons of problems with power, many, many electrical things breaking down. I'm not getting the message the universe is trying to give me. And just over a week ago, my house was hit by lightning. I'm not sure what this could be about. Is there something, some sort of information or wisdom you can give to Jackie about what's going on?
Well, I just know from personal experience, my husband jokes about this all the time. My watch is constantly crap out on me.
Mm-hmm.
I have, they just stop working. So my own, and I don't know if anybody's come across that before or not, where just things stop working.
Mm-hmm.
Now, where I would go with you, Jackie, is, you know, what I would be really tempted to do is start checking with your house and communicating with your house
mm-hmm.
and see if there's something within the house that it needs. You know, is there something the house needs?
Yeah.
Is there something within the house? Maybe there it's harboring some, I'm just going to say, dark energies. I don't know. I'm just throwing that out. That's something that I would need to spend time at, but it's something to think about.
You know what I'm
definitely.
Getting, Brenda, just really quickly
yeah.
as well?
Yeah.
I'm getting those copper rods, you know, those thin copper rods?
Yes. Yes.
That's what I'm getting that she needs to place in her house. I don't know how they work,
oh.
where you put them, but that is what I'm
yeah.
what I'm thinking
and, cool. And I'm thinking, you know, when you said copper, I'm thinking of those copper dowsing rods that,
yeah.
you know, when you hold them.
Mm-hmm.
So definitely, Jackie, you can pick up these dowsing rods and you can walk around with your house
mm-hmm.
and see if they cross over, you know, if that is like, okay, there's some energy held in that one corner of the living room, for example. So definitely, yeah, that's what came to my mind as soon as you said that was the dowsing rods.
And you know, copper is a great conductor, right, for
yeah.
electricity, but it's also for protection, you know. And in the past, sometimes what happened to me was I would have so much energy in my energy field that I would be giving off sparks, you know, of electricity as soon as I touched anything, including people. My, you know, like I would shock my husband all the time, you know. He wouldn't even be sitting next to me, but, you
yeah.
know, he'd get shocked and it's like, okay, there's a lot of energy in my field. So take a look at that and see how you can balance the energies also in your field. Maybe there's a little bit of imbalance there going on.
Right. So you would work with your house the same way as you work with a person, or I would, you know,
mm-hmm.
that's what I would do. I would recommend is just like, okay, you know, so you meet, we talk about it and see, you know, go from room to room to room and just see what's going on. You know, is there something near, maybe your house just says, you know, I need something.
Mm-hmm.
That
yeah.
maybe it needs some, I don't know. I'm just throwing it out that
yeah.
could be a possibility. So it's interesting question, Jackie. That would be disconcerting. Totally. I totally get that. Or within the land itself.
Yeah. I'm thinking the land, the property.
And I can tell you from my experience, I was living in a lake area, actually in the interior of British Columbia, Canada here, and it was very sacred land. And the whole area, very, very sacred. And I knew I was being spun around. Like I was, somebody, it was this garden area. It was netted and was on a decline. But I felt I was being spun. And I had a horrific fall, a very horrific fall. My husband had a horrific fall. Paramedics came in the house, took him. We had like so many accidents happen, and I know without a doubt it was related to that property. I
mm-hmm.
just know it, and I've been told that too by checking in with people. So you don't know, but at the same time, I felt like I was there to heal it.
Mm-hmm.
So as much as we went through a lot of trauma, even the dog, like everybody was traumatized, you know, but. there was a purpose to it, and I don't know if that's your situation or not, but it could be, and that yours to heal the house, the property. So I'll just leave that with you too.
Yeah, so let us know, Jackie, how that resonates with you. And all right, so and then I have another interesting question from Kim in, I think she's Hartford, but you know, there's so many Hartford. So Kim, and she says, "Hi, Brenda. I have been doing so much energy work with many different modalities, but I feel like something is in the way of receiving the healing. I continue to feel drained and tired all the time. Would you be able to scan me and see what comes up?" So that's I thought that was a great question, because I think a lot of people feel that from time to time. It's like, I'm doing all this work, nothing is happening, I'm not receiving it. What's going on?
Okay, so you do, so Kim, you do a lot of healing modalities.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let me just check in and see where we can go with that. So I'm just going to get the connection with Kim. Okay, so I'm just going to be checking in, Kim, and just asking your higher self, you know, what could be blocking you from really truly stepping in and receiving the healing. So let me just ask what that could be.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and so when I do check in with that, so what's coming up for me, if for you, is there's this now this might not sound very good for you, it might feel uncomfortable, but there's some will to die energy that's come up. Because at some level, you know, within our time, we can have this energy that develops and we just like, we want to escape. Like, oh my gosh, I just can't handle this anymore. And but that's an actual energy that can get stuck in our body. And, you know, and it can affect us from moving ahead in life. So I don't know how old you are, Kim, but I'm just going to be asking. Okay, so I'm not getting that this is anything really within this lifetime on Earth. Okay, so I'm getting that this is a yes. Okay, so as to a previous time. So let me just check in further. Yeah, I'm getting some family karma that's coming up here. So there's some family karma that's actually, and it's like you're picking up on their will to die energy, and it's actually blocking you right now. So we need to go through and do some release of this karma with your family, with actually their will to die energy, but you're holding on to that, and that's blocking you from receiving the healing that you deserve. Really, you deserve it. So let's just do that now. I'm just asking for help, assistance for Kim and for anybody else here that this resonates with, that if you want to, you know, ask yourself, is there any will to die energy that I'm holding on to? You know, ask. If so, let's sort of gather everyone here into a bubble. We're all connected. And we're going to be asking for angels, assisting God, to clear out any this energy, will to die energy, related to any and all family karma, right from where it whence it came in to the present and now, for everyone here who this resonates with now. Picking up as to their will to die energy.
Thank you. I felt a big release on that.
And my pendulum is still swinging like crazy to the left, so I know that it's working. And
mm-hmm.
Okay, good. And let's just strengthen everybody here to being strong as to their own energies and being clear and loving, you know, loving to self. I do deserve to be healthy now. Okay, so how's Kim doing now?
Yeah, Kim, let us know how that resonates with you and how you're feeling with that. I know I feel so much lighter, you know, because I think I was carrying that for my mom for a while now. So I felt a big release. Thank you.
Oh, cool. You're welcome.
Yeah, so let us know, Kim, how that was for you. And then now we're going to take one last quick question from the Q&A, and that is from Joy in Southwich. And she's saying, Brenda, would you be able to scan my energy and see what is coming up around being out of control with food? What is it I am trying to stuff and not wanting to feel?
that food. So being out of control with food. Yeah. And, well, let's just sort of see where, you know, what sort of what would be a major area that we could even tap into? Okay, sorry for the yawning. I'm just check. Okay, so definitely need to look at the chakra. So, you know, I go about things different ways, and I always come. I love the chakra work because it really does so much. Just starts right at the chakras. So I just want to check in as to, you know, what chakra could, you know, is a major chakra that being out of control with food. You know, when I ask right now, I'm not getting the crown chakra, and these are the major chakras. Mm-hmm. So I'm just checking in and right now as to the, what that, well, you know what's coming up, Ashley, for you, Joy, is your heart chakra. So this is where I would really suggest and is looking at seeing what energies are you holding within your heart chakra. So let's see if I can come up with, because I'm getting a lot of sadness is coming up for you right now. And the sadness, yeah, not being accepted for who you are. It's like the blinders are on and from everybody around you, and you're just, you know, they can't see you for who you are, and it's like almost like this is contributing as well to just, okay, then if they can't see me for who I am, then I'm just going to eat. Mm-hmm. You know, what the heck? Mm-hmm. Nobody can appreciate me for who I really am or see me for who I really am, so then I'm just going to eat. So that's definitely one thing that's come through, Joy, for you. And let me just check here and see if I can find anything else that resonates for you. Yeah. So it's interesting. There's this belief, this mindset that about love and food or attention. So what we want to do is just delete any and all beliefs that of being denied, you know, being denied the love that you deserve or the attention you deserve. And let's ask for assistance right now. And asking for assistance to clear out any thought form directed to you from any and all times, any and all dimensions, to the present right now and future, where, you know, you're being denied the food and the love, the attention that you deserve, held within the heart chakra now.
Mm-hmm.
And what we want to do now, we want to install, we want to place that energy of that I allow myself, I give myself permission to, you know, experience, you know, the intimate love of who I really am. And the intimate love is like loving you. Mm-hmm. It has nothing to do with anybody else, but that intimate experience of loving you for who you truly are. And filling up that cup, of filling it up as that this is who I am. And, you know, love it or leave it, but this is who I am. And I deserve to be me. And you may not see me for who I am. That's okay, because I love me. And just bringing in that energy of I give myself permission to, you know, experience total intimate love, loving self now. Okay. So hopefully that gives you some insight, Joy, mm-hmm. as to being out of control with the food and why that may be, is not being seen for who you are and giving yourself the permission to truly love you.
Absolutely. Yeah, great question. I'm glad you brought that up, Joy, because that's really important, this whole self-love piece. And that brings us to the question of, you know, how can we raise our vibration so that we can feel that self-love more fully, more deeply, and on a more regular basis?
You know, one way that you could do it is very, very simple. So there's several tools, and I'm just going to have you right now. Our body is magnetic. So I'm just going to ask you to take, for example, your right hand or your left, but put all your fingers together.
Mm-hmm.
So you clump the fingertips together. And we're going to work over your meridian, okay? And there's a governing meridian. So in between your eyebrow area, take your fingers and swipe them up in between your eyebrow area up to the top of the forehead. Continue over the top of the head, over to the back of the head, and down to the neck area.
Mm-hmm.
Up on the neck area. Bring your hand around the front again, because we're going to be installing and raising your vibration now. So this is something you can do within any time. And if you don't feel comfortable physically doing it because of wherever you're at, then mentally you can just visualize this also as happening. So just, you know, we'll do it together. So just increasing the vibration 100% and beyond now. And just keep running your fingertips over your middle of your eyebrow, over top of the crown, to the top of the forehead, over top of the crown of the head, to the base of the neck, and to the front again. And you're pretending that you, or not pretending, but you're actually bringing in energy. And just allowing, and just do it several times a day. And just notice how you feel a little bit brighter. And also what I'm going to recommend, and I do this within my sessions, I'm going to give you tools, because we want to bring out our electromagnetic fields. We're being bombarded again with all this negative, all this, you know, stuff, all this bad energy. So we want to bring out our electromagnetic field, just really bring it out. This is the good electromagnetic. And so let's just bring it out to infinite. Now. And still running your fingers over the areas that I've mentioned. And just keep doing that several times. And even now, as I say that, I'm feeling a little bit brighter because I was getting tired. So it just kind of perked me up. And notice if that's also perking you up. Okay.
Beautiful. Thank you. That is a very simple tool. Very easy to use.
It is.
Yes. Thank you. And so you have, you know, a whole host of tools and resources that people can use to empower themselves, right, to, you know, live a more effective life, live a life filled with more ease.
With more ease. And, you know, we're not just talking on a physical level. I have over, you know, 30 years corporate. And so I love to, within my one-to-one sessions, to see if there's anything blocking you for, you know, having that business that that you're desiring for stepping into your, you know, whatever that is. So there's a lot of areas. And, yes, I my mind is just the way that I'm constructed, if that's the word, but I can look at many, many different areas. And I love to teach, you know, like I love to empower, because, you know, after my cardiac arrest where I was feeling totally disempowered in my own near-death experience, I know the feeling of being totally powerless as you lay in the hospital bed with your little white nightie and hooked up and, you know, like you just, I don't know, somehow it was not my time to go. So I, like, who knows, you know, let's just empower ourselves as much as possible, learn the tools. So I love to share that and teach you within my sessions. I love teaching. So you're
absolutely
gonna, yeah.
So yeah,
learn,
please
learn,
take a look. Take a look at the special offer, which includes the guide to muscle testing, which includes the medical intuitive evaluation and the private 60-minute session, all of that for $149. So that is available at awakentohappinessnow.com/Brenda13. So take a look at that, see how that resonates with you. And just, you know, just by listening to this beautiful call today with Brenda and how powerful it was and how accurate Brenda was with giving the callers and the people on the Q&A so much information, you know, accurate information about what was going on in their energy fields, in their chakras, that was really inspiring. So thank you, Brenda.
Yeah, you're welcome. I enjoyed it. And yeah, hopefully everybody, you know, receives some information on that and some healing work. So that's the intent. So I was pleased to be able to share that with everybody here today. So thank you.
Thank you. And thank you, everyone, for being on the call today with us, sharing your questions, what's going on in your lives, and opening us up to receiving healing in all these different areas, including that brain balance. You know, that was totally unexpected, so that was wonderful. So thank you for all of your questions. So appreciate it. I love you all. Sending you all much love and blessings. Continue to live your life filled with joy, peace, love, abundance, and happiness. And until next time, have a great day. Thank you again, Brenda, so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.